This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Education Minister Krishna Gopal Presta expresses commitment to address the suggestions received from the grassroots level and research for the development of education. Seven missing girls from Bhangaha Municipality 8 in Mahottari District found today in Sitamari of Bihar, India. And WHO says further investigation needed to conclusively rule out COVID-19 emerged from a laboratory in China. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Shrestha, has expressed commitment to address the suggestions received from the grassroots level and research for the development of education. Speaking at the discussion program organized by the Education Journalists Society in Lalitpur today, Minister Shrestha said that the initiatives should be taken at the local level to provide education in the mother tongue at the grassroots level. Minister Shrestha also said that the government was committed to the implementation of constitutional rights, including free education for the children of Tarai Madhes. Seven girls of Bhangaha Municipality 8 in Mahottari District who were out of contact from yesterday afternoon have been found today. According to the District Police Office, Mahottari, the girls were rescued from a railway station at Sitamarhi District, India. All the girls, aged between 10 to 18 years, had gone out to cut grass yesterday afternoon and did not return home. Superintendent of Police, Dinesh Acharya, said that all the girls have been brought back home after rescuing them with help and coordination of Indian Police. Investigation into the case is underway. The girls would be handed over to their parents today itself. Radio Nepal has organized a nationwide open modern music competition today on the eve of its 71st anniversary. Inaugurating the competition, Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology and Chairman of Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee, Hari Prasad Basyal, said that the contribution made by Radio Nepal to preserve Nepal's art and culture was memorable. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said that Radio Nepal has been presenting songs and music according to the interest and demands of the listeners through such competitions since 2022 Bikram Sambat. The first, second and third place winners of the competition and the best compositions and the music will be awarded with testimonials along with the cash prizes during the special program to be organized on April 2nd on the occasion of the 71st anniversary of Radio Nepal. 31 songs and music will be presented in the competition. The smog seen in various parts of the country since the last few days is not going away soon. Meteorologist Samir Shrestha said that the monsoon system should develop with either the occurrence of heavy rainfall or gusty winds for the haze to clear out. Meteorologists say forest fires taking place in the most of the districts of the country and the prevailing drought for long without winds have led to the accumulation of smog in the atmosphere. At present, there is a partial influence of the westerly along with local wind in the country. According to the meteorologist, rainfall has not occurred as these systems are not active. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country, with chances of light rain accompanied with thunder and lightning at one or two places of province number 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces in the afternoon today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, has said the further investigation is needed to conclusively rule out that COVID-19 emerged from a laboratory in China. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus said that Although a lab leak was the least likely cause, more research was needed. The US and other countries have criticized China for failing to provide the WHO with sufficient data. Beijing has always dismissed the allegations of a virus leak. A report by WHO and Chinese experts released yesterday said the lab leak explanation was highly unlikely and the virus had probably jumped from bats to humans via another intermediary animal. The U.S. State Department has said in its annual report on human rights globally, China is committing genocide and crimes against humanity, against its mostly Muslim Uyghur minority in the western region of Xinjiang. Released on Tuesday, the report found that genocide and crimes against humanity occurred during the year against the predominantly Muslim Uyghurs and other ethnic and religious minority groups in Xinjiang. Western countries have increasingly spoken out against the Beijing's treatment of the Uyghurs amid mounting tensions between the U.S. and its allies and China. China has rejected accusations of abuses in Xinjiang, accusing countries and human rights groups of launching slanderous attacks about conditions of Muslim Uyghurs and other minorities in the far western region. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has outlined his plans for peace at a regional summit in Tajikistan, saying he would step aside if an election was held. The 9th Heart of Asia Summit was one in a series of high-profile meetings on Afghanistan as the U.S. reviews its plans for the peace process. The U.S. recently suggested the formation of a transitional government called a peace government, in which the Taliban would be involved. Under this plan, a new constitution would be drafted and power would eventually be transferred to a permanent government after elections. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Education Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha expresses commitment to address the suggestions received from the grassroots level and research for the development of education. 7 missing girls from Bangaha Municipality 8 in Mohottari district found today in Sitamarhi of Bihar, India, and WHO says further investigation needed to conclusively rule out COVID-19 emerged from a laboratory in China. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day. And let's get back to the live broadcast of nationwide open modern music competition being held in Radio Nepal premises in Singhdarbar.